the interest rate market of return, I think that's a legitimate argument that the cap rate would be, should be higher than, because you're including the market rate of return as part of the cap rate and what somebody would expect. Do you have any comments? Anything else?
I mean, obviously, cap rates have changed significantly in the last year, and it's not a problem. It's a problem nationwide. Liquidity is being drained from the economy. That's what the Fed's trying to do, and it's working. Things aren't moving like they were. So.
Which would increase your cap rate?
Yes.
I don't know, Jerry, do you have a motion? What are your thoughts on that? What you want to do? Because otherwise I'm going to have to sit here and try to do some calculation, it looks like to me. What was your net operating income, or what did you claim your net operating income was on that?
$200,069.
And Susan, when you were doing these calculations, what did you believe that the true net operating income was? Did you have those?
Yeah, my net operating is $317,678.
Okay, and that was the main difference there was you were using, you're saying that you used actual numbers. You're basing these on percentages of what an average would be.
Right, but his numbers are also putting in his tenants' utilities.
No. The tenants pay their own utilities. We put in the utilities on the common areas, on the outside lighting, hallways, bathrooms.
That's what I heard them say earlier.
Yeah. I want to make sure I'm not fibbing to you. Yeah, I mean, example, Susan, the electricity is $2,066. I didn't run a 80,000 square foot building on that. Every one of the tenants have their own electricity. This is only for the common area. Every one of the tenants have their own water and stuff. This is only for the common area. So this isn't the tenant's utility.
But he's given a huge number for his expenses, though.
I don't know about the other expenses. Utilities is only $19,000 for the year. And that's just for the common area, not the tenant's utilities. I just want to make sure I want to make sure I wasn't lying to you when I said that, and it's not. There's no way. Average utility is about $1.25 to $1.30 a square foot per year. And we have a 40,000 square foot building.
He has other things in that $158,000. He's got...
Right, we have maintenance, trash removal,
administrative.
And as I understand,
right. She's
using a percentage. You guys are using actual numbers.
And once he explained the $158,000, then that...
It's not just utilities.
Maybe
that doesn't make sense.
I mean,
so clear.
Okay, so the in my office he was giving me a value.
If you take
$200,069 for his expenses. That's where we were coming.
Okay.
Or actually, the utilities at $158,954, and then he's got $34,987 for his other expenses, which added up to give you the $200,069.
Here's a thought. If you use their NOI, if they come up with a $200,069, and you do an interest rate return of 6.5, which is conservative, a 2.5 recapture and a 3.32 tax rate. It gives a 9.1 cap. Divide that net operating income, you come out with
$2,198,000. So 2.2.
Hmm? Yeah.
And that would be my recommendation.
All right, just in case you decide to appeal, I'm going to tell you how we elected to do this. But this is my thought process. We're going to use the actual NOI that the taxpayer has represented as their true NOI. That's $20,069. Put in a market rate on investment 6.5 plus recapture rate of 2.5 plus the effective property tax rate
0.32. No, 1.664. Effective property tax is 1.664.
Okay, that makes it's 1.664.
Yeah.
Okay, that's gonna.
I had down 3.32.
Yeah, that's gonna.
That'll change it.
That's 8.7. Okay. 9. Well, that'd be 10.
I think you could come up with something fairly close to what you're thinking of, because the recapture rate, I mean, I don't think it's going to be, there's no obsolescence in that. In 15 years, it's going to be worth more. I mean, it'll be at least where it is today. So.
I just went off the assessor's manual that said use a recapture rate of 2.5% as part of this.
Yeah. Well, then my number isn't working the way I, okay.
And I use that because you asked me to.
Okay. The effect, because it's 32%.
David, you want to see that? How did you do the calculation to get the effective tax rate?
It's 32% times 51996. Because that's the Branson
levy.
And
it's is it 1.664? Is that, that's what he's indicating?
Yeah, it comes out to 1.66, I think.
And Greg, your comment on the recapture rate was what?
2.5%.
That's required by the manual. Because then we come out, because that's exactly what he's, but then your value is that what you've got there, which is one. Okay, sorry. Then your cap rate would be 10-something, 10.664, if you did it that way.
Calculation used the market rate of return 6%. You bumped it up even
6.5. Yeah.
Okay. I thought you said 6.5.
No. 6.
Okay. So it's 10.164 is what you're. So you've already got that calculation, don't you?
Yes. $1,968,408.
Yep, yes, that's what that would be. So if you calculate the rate of return or add that back in and it's different, then. Comments from the board on these differences that we're having in the calculations. I mean, the rate of return is going to make a difference, obviously.
Yeah, well, those are going to change every year. This is unusual year for risk-free rate of return. So there's going to be a lot of variance there.
And do you think that rate of return is 6.0? Zero is unreasonable. think it should be adjusted downward? Because that's, that rate of return is what's pretty much driving the value here.
So. Yeah. I mean, I think he's trying to make a case for that. As you know, looking at the net operating income, which the cap rate is higher today.
Okay, we have a.
I'd make a motion that we change the appraised value to 2 million even.
2 million?
Yep. To allow for any improvements that they've made.
All right. Have a motion to decrease the value to appraised value to 2 million. I'll second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Abstain.
Thank you, guys. Probably was on
the It was not.
No.
Tim, is that it?
That's it. I'm wrapped up for today, but I'll see you tomorrow morning.
Right. You don't have to abstain from Canada, do you?
You doing that right now?
Thought I would.
Yeah.
Okay, you're okay. I'll go ahead and do Tanaka.
Okay.
Come on up, Mr. Jenkins.
Good afternoon.
Good afternoon. This, myself and shared with other board members some things that I've looked at. We've had another exempt appeal on the exemption issue, and we looked at some case law and done some things like that. As the agent of Kanakuk, I'm assuming that despite the fact that the personal property was not list was not provided, that all personal property that you're talking about that Kanakuk has is being used for the purposes that Kanakuk is formed for.
Correct.
Okay. There's not a fleet of BMWs out there that the upper management is driving or something along those lines. And I'm being sarcastic, of course, all right?
No, it's all for industry use.
Sure. But obviously, for future purposes, the assessor has to do their job from the collection of, you know, I mean, we need to have that list.
Okay.
I don't know what those are. But if it were a question of valuation right now, it would be a problem because we don't have anything from you. But it's a question of exemption.
Correct.
And so I am making, you know, I'm just making that inquiry of Kanakuk. And I don't know, have you not done one in the past, or what's going on with the personal property list?
Yeah, we haven't done a personal property update for years at the county level.
So I am assuming that you probably it's going to take some work to do.
Correct.
Okay.
And we're honestly unclear of what meets the definition of personal property.
I think that probably the assessor's office can help define what those are. I mean, usually you're talking about titled items or things with a title and you know, cars, boats, you know, those kinds of things that you have to list. And so
zip lines, boats, that kind of thing, or paddle boats, whatever, I don't know.
Yeah, so we heard direction from your office saying they needed office supplies, annual spend in office supplies. And
yeah, like, people have administrative things. Would you have a business that's part of it?
Yeah, just, yeah, and I don't know the full answer to this, but obviously
it's
whatever you're required to do,
yeah,
we'll
whatever
with.
She's required to assess. Now, and we've also had this conversation, which, you know, I hope you understand. There are a lot of, especially now, tax-exempt organizations now in this community. We have large properties taken off the tax rolls, things like that. If the assessor or someone calls the assessor and makes a complaint about, I just saw some.